Once upon a time at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as the Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives in the innocence of the litany of excesses and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in town. They came in camouflage, hidden by dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in halls, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, the strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain. It was there they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels from these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich scene fueling the chaos of their own world. And meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folk slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake up and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. And for the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. And then came a sound, distant at first, that grew in a cacophony so immense that it could be heard far out in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire, and then nothing.
Oh, little town of USA, the time has come to see all the things you think you want. But where were you when it all come down on me? Did you call me?